106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
The Bluesberries. The Bluesberries was inspired by a conversation with one of the denizens of my tiny little corner of the Twitterverse. In the end, this wasn't the tea she had been looking for, as the preference would have been for a much stronger blueberry flavor. Likely surprising no one who has followed us for any length of time, a white tea with a potent blueberry taste is now on the tea ideas list. I'd approached this wanting to create something where you could taste both the blueberry and the currant, without having them wash away into a nebulous berry flavor. And for that goal, it works perfectly. One of the projects I've been working on recently is trying to make sure we use all the ingredients in our toolbox in enough teas to make it make sense to leave them in the toolbox. Admittedly, I keep adding ingredients, so it is an unending process. But sometimes a new tea or herb or fruit is just too shiny to pass up. Oh, the things I could make with this! The initial thought had been to create a white tea with fruit. And it sort of evolved from there due to the conversation and poking about in the special shelves of the tea workspace where I keep all the ingredients that require special care and feeding. Okay, not actual feeding. But I do have to keep the desiccant packets fresh, and that often feels like feeding the jar. Blueberries were a given from the conversation. White tea was one of the foundationals that I needed to use more, and currants... well, I've always had a mild fixation on them, and Brain was quite happy to be able to put them to use for tea. Corn flour has turned out to be useful in blending flavors together. It adds just a hint of floral and sweet and seems to fill in the edges between other tastes, making for a smoother tea experience. The Bluesberries is in a rare category as far as the name. As soon as I started thinking about it, Bluesberries popped into my head. A friend suggested adding the, which probably would have come to mind if I hadn't been so sleep-depped and stressed at the time. I've only seen the movie once, which I know is a heresy in some quarters, but there are quotes from it that I have heard many, many times. Back when music was primarily in solid formats, I used to make mixes. For friends, for particular brain spaces, for game sessions, for characters from games, for characters from books, for motivation fuel, for... music and telling stories with it has been a large part of my life for as long as I can remember. But the mixes were not always just music. I'd scavenge the web, and our movie collection, for bits and snippets of commentary that would potentially fit into various themes. Several clips from the Blues Brothers ended up on that list, used for a variety of mixes, which means they are also in my digital music library. Thus, when playing randomly from the gigantic mess of files on my hard drive, movie quotes stuck in from time to time, almost always provoking a smile. In the end, from conceptualization to creation to naming, this tea was a bit of lighthearted fun. I hope it finds a few fans who enjoy it as much as I do, and that it provokes a smile or three. Now for the basic information. The Bluesberries contains freeze-dried blueberries, freeze-dried currants, corn flour, and white tea. The blueberries, corn flour, and tea are organic. Unfortunately, the currants are not, but they are free from any additives, preservatives, or additional coloring, and are grown without chemical intervention. I am still seeking an organic option, but as I was surprised enough to find currants at all, that quest may take some time. A batch weighs in at 1.3 ounces and will make 20 to 25 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. For loose tea, you can choose between a 5-serving sample or a full batch of tea in a bag. For tea bags, you can choose a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, or a full batch made into tea bags in a bag. The Bluesberries is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.